Today's daf is Chulin Daf Gimel, and we are two lines from the bottom on Daf Beis, Amid Beis, Hai Tomei, the Itma B'mai. So yesterday, we began Mesachtes Chulin. And Mesachtes Chulin begins with the halachos of Shchitas Chulin. Specifically, the Mishnah said, Hakol Shoichtin, V'Shchitason K'sheira, Chutz Michere Shoite V'Katon, Shemi Yekalkulu HaShchitason, V'Kulon Sheshachtu V'Acherim Royenoison, Shchitason K'sheira. So at first glance, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that everybody, Hakol L'Rabbois, is kosher to Shecht Chulin, with the exception of Chere Shoite V'Katon. Just like Chere Shoite V'Katon are excluded from so many dinim in the Torah, they're excluded from being allowed to Shecht Chulin as well. Stating that, if there was a Gadol Oymet Al Gabav, if Acherim were Royanoison, if people that were not Chere Shoite V'Katon were watching the Chere Shoite V'Katon do the Shechita, it would seem that then the Halacha would be Shechitas and Kshera. But stating that, the Gemara said that from the wordiness of the Mishnah, it's clear that the Mishnah wants to tell us more than that general halacha. Specifically, Hakol Shoichtin seems to be coming to be marbis someone. That even though you would have thought that maybe this someone or this scenario would not be okay for Shechitas Chulin, stating that, Hakol Shoichtin, and even the Katrila. And then when the Mishnah says Shechitas on Kishera, it sounds like it's coming to be marba someone else. Not that someone else can shecht the katrila, but shechitas on ksheira, the Gemara said, is a lashon di'eved, that even though he can shecht the katrila, but b'di'eved, the shechita was going to be okay. Can't be talking about the same person, because the same person is either kosher le katrila or kosher b'di'eved. Hakol sheichtin, the Gemara said, is mashma le katrila, u'shechitas on ksheira, the Gemara said, is mashma b'di'eved. So the question was, who's the hakol sheichtin le katrila? Who's the shechitas on ksheira b'di'eved that the Mishnah is coming to include in addition to the basic halacha, which is that everyone other than a cheres shoyt v'katon is allowed to shecht chulin. And the Gemara gave, so far, the first of six terutzim, the first of six explanations of the Mishnah. And that was the beer of Rabba Bar Ula. Rabba Bar Ula said, and when the Mishnah says, Akol Shoichtin, it's discussing someone that's tamei. And the halacha is that someone that's tamei who shechting Chulin, even though there's no Isser Midai Raisa to be Metame Chulin, but at the same time, if somebody were to take upon himself a Chumrah, where he's going to treat his Chulin as if it was Kachin, which once upon a time, back in the day, was a very prevalent Chumrah, there's an Isser Midai Rabbonon then to be Metame the Chulin. So, Hocha B'may Askinon, where someone was Tomei, he was Shechting Chulin, and he's somebody who observes his Chulin, Al Tairus HaKodesh. There would have been a Havamina that maybe he shouldn't be allowed to Shecht, because while he's Shechting this animal, maybe he's going to be metame the animal. Again, even though there's no iser midai raisa to be metame, but there is an iser midai rabbanan, thus you would think that maybe it should not be okay for him to shecht, says the Mishnah Hakol Shoichtin L'Katchila. When the Mishnah says Shechitas and Ksheir, we're again talking about a tame, but here we're discussing not a tame shechting chulin, where it's being observed al tairas hakodesh, but rather a tame shechting kachim. There the halacha is that even though a tame technically is allowed to shecht kachim, because all the psulim are kashif for shechitas kachim, because shechita lav avoidehi, but at the same time, l'katchila, a tame should not shecht kachim, because there's a concern that maybe he'll be metame the animal. And over here, being that this is real kachim, it's not chulin that's nas al tairas hakodesh, but this is real kachim. Here, if someone's metame, he's going to be over in isadei raisa, so even though it's not muchach that the sheichet will be metame the animal, but there's a chance he might. And even if he uses a long knife and he does it in a way to minimize the chances, but still, l'katchila, the Rabbanu were concerned, and they said, you shall not shecht. It's only shechitason ksheira. It's only something that's going to be okay with the Rabbanu. So again, hakol sheichtin u'shechitason ksheira, clearly we're discussing something beyond the basic meaning of the Mishnah. The La'asuye is a tame. A tame is l'katchila allowed to shecht chulin, even if the chulin was nasa al tairas hakodesh. We're not worried that he's going to be metame the animal. A tame, however, is not l'katchila allowed to shecht real kachim, because over there we are concerned that he may go ahead and be metame the animal. But says the Gemara, one final point on Rabbi Barula, and then we're going to see the other five pshatim in the Mishnah. Hai tame de tame b'may, ilim b'de tame b'may. Is this tame that the Mishnah is discussing, the way Rabbi Barula explained the Mishnah, how exactly did it become tame? Is he tame tomas meis? Then freak the Gemara, this should be an issue regardless. B'chalal cherev amarachmono, cherev harehu kechol Kolol Avatomahu. If he is a Tomei Tumas Meis, meaning he came in contact with the Meis somehow, if that's the case, when he touches the knife is now going to become Tomei. Not only will the knife become Tomei, but it's going to become Tomei Tumas Meis. Because there's a special Gzeiras HaKasuv that teaches me that even though ordinarily, if someone's Tomei and now he comes in contact with Tumah, the thing that he's Metama, even though it is Tomei, but it's a lesser degree, qualitatively, of Tumah. There are some exceptions. One of them is Cheref Harehu Kechalol. And the Chiddush is that if a Cholol, a piece of metal, touches a mace, it gets Tumas mace. Literally like the mace itself. If it comes in contact with somebody who came in contact with a mace, it gets the status of Tumah of the person that came in contact with the mace. The bottom line is that this Sheikhet, if he was Tomei Tumas mace, when he touches the metal knife is now going to be Tomei Tumas mace. V'tami v'sakim v'ozo sakim v'tami yisa l'basar. So now when he shechts, the sakin is going to be v'tami the basar. So it wouldn't help me then if he had a sakin arucha, and it shouldn't be okay l'katchila for someone that's Tomei to shecht kulin shenasa al tairus hakodesh. Why are you telling me it's okay? Because I'm not worried that he's going to be metama the animal. It's only an issa d'rabbanon anyways. So for an issa d'rabbanon, we're not so concerned. But l'chura, it's not a question of concern. He's vadai going to be metama the animal. Because he's being metama the sakin, and the sakin's going to go ahead and be metama the animal. So it's the Gemara. Eli, you have to say one of two things. Either the Tami b'sheretz. He wasn't Tomei Tumas Meis. All he was Tomei was Tumas Sheretz. Being that he was only Tomei Tumas Sheretz, so therefore he himself doesn't have the ability to be Metameh Sakin, so without getting into the details of Hilchas Tumah V'Tahira, but what we need for this Gemara is that someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis can be Metameh Sakin. Thus the Sakin would be Metameh the animal, thus we have a good Kasha. But if someone's Tomei Tumas Sheretz, he doesn't have the ability to be Metameh the Sakin, so it's not an issue. What he does have an ability to be Metameh is the animal. If he uses a long knife, where it's only a Chash Midrabanan anyways, we're not worried about that. If Iba Yisei Medloi L'Tamei Meis, you can say he's talking about where he was Tomei Tumas Meis, Ukigoin, Shebada Krei Mishal Kona. But we're discussing a case where he didn't shecht using a metal knife, but rather he was using a piece of wood. And he used the wood to go ahead and shecht v'shachat bav v'tanya, and it's a mefurish a brisa that that's okay. Bakol shechtim, you're allowed to shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur, you can use a rock. Bein b'schuches, you can use glass. Bein b'krumish al kanak, you even use a piece of wood. What's the significance of the fact that he used a piece of wood? It's not a keli. Being that it's not a keli, so even in someone who's Tomei Tumas Meis doesn't have the ability to be metamed. If you can't be metamed, it's not mekabel tuma. Only a keli is metamel kuma. Pshutei kliyetz is not mekabel tuma. Thus, again, you're not going to have any ichshash. So we'll get back to this a little bit later, because the truth is, the Gemara is saying a very big chiddush. The Gemara is saying that it's okay to shecht, even not using a keli. And the Gemara is saying this to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not only discussing Shechitas Chulin, our Mishnah is discussing Shechitas Kachim as well. It would seem then that it's okay to Shecht Kachim even without using a Keli. That's a very big Chiddush. There's a long Tosfos right here. All the Rishonim discuss it. Not only the Rishonim in Chulin, Daf Gimel and Aleph, but the Rishonim throughout Masechtas Vachim. This Gemara right here is a very, very important exhibit when it comes to the halachos of understanding Shechitas Kachim, specifically because you see from this Gemara that it would be okay to shecht kachin, forget about klishores, not even using a keli. Either way, that was the first pshan of the Gemara. Baya, Baya says the second pshan. Hachik toni. Again, the question is, the Mishnah says, Hakol sheichten. Hakol sheichten sounds like it's coming to be marba someone, something that's not mefurish in the Mishnah, some chiddush that even him, even he's allowed to shecht. Ushchitas and ksheira sounds like, again, it's coming to be marba someone. But Hakol sheichten is a katchila, shchitas and ksheira is b'dieved, can't be the same riboy, because that one person is either allowed to shecht the katchila or only allowed to shecht b'dieved. So what's Hakol sheichten talking about, and what's Shechitas and Gzeira talking about? Abaye says, Hakol Sheikh v'afilu Kuti. When the Mishnah says Hakol Sheikh, it's coming to be Marba, that even a Kuti is allowed to Shech. So who exactly was a Kuti? So the truth is that one of the most important sugyas regarding Kuti is the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, but it's not this Gemara right here. It's in the coming Dafin. But just big picture, after the king of Ashur, Assyria, took the Aseres HaShvatim into Galus, so there was a tremendous vacuum in Eretz Yisrael. And he wasn't happy with that, because here he had just exiled the tremendous chelik of the population of the people living in Judea, the land of Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he felt that it wasn't a smart thing. So what he did was he took people from other lands and he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of those people had come from Kuta. Kuta was a land near Iraq in that area, and because a big chelek of those people were from Kuta, that whole group of people became known as the Kutim. They became known as the Kuthians. The history of them was that sometime after they were brought into Eretz Yisrael, they were Megayer. And there was a big machloikis, a big debate amongst the Tanam, one of the greatest debates of all time, whether these Kutim who were Megayer, was their Geirus L'Shem Shamayim, or were they Geirei Arayos, Arayos with an Aleph. They were afraid, and it was because some Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that they were. But the point is, there was a Shiloh where they were treated as real Yidden, or they weren't treated as real Yidden. The term Kuti appears throughout Shas. And every time you see the word Kuti, you have to ask yourself, are we going according to the man, the Amar, that holds they were Geri Emes, they were real, authentic converts, or are we going according to the man, the Amar, that holds they were Geri Arayos, that they converted out of fear? Of course, the conversion has to be sincere, and as a result, they're not treated as Yidden. And the truth is, some Sugis that discuss Kutin go according to the man, the Amar, that holds they were Geri Emes. And some sugis that discuss Kutim going according to Man Damal Geri Arayis, and some sugis machlekes Rishayim if it's going Geri Emes or Geri Arayis. So anytime you see the word Kuti, it's going to be a little confusing because you really have to take a step back and you have to ask yourself, are they Geri Emes or the Geri Arayis? We're going to see a Gemara later next week in Eretz Hashem and Masechta Schulin, where the Gemara says that even though throughout the generations the Tanoim weren't sure whether the Kutim were Geri Emes or Geri Arayis, but at some point in history they decided Nimnu Vegamru the Geri Arayis. Which in and of itself, I mean, what does that mean? If the history is that they were Geri Emes, then how can we decide post de facto that they were really Geri Arayis? Either they were Geri Emes or the Geri Arayis is a phenomenal chasam sofer on that, but that's already for next week. But for now, says Abaya, that the Mishnah that says HaKol Shoichten is coming to be Marba, even a Kuti. And we're going, Rishonim speak out, and it'll be Muchach in the end of the sugya that the Kutim were Geri Emes. So again, we're discussing a Kuti, assuming that a Kuti is a full-fledged Yid. Stating that, even though the Mishnah says that a Kuti is a lot of Shech, that's only if a Yid was watching. Let's say a Yid wasn't there the entire time. Even if he was a Yoytzev Nichnas, like a good Mashkiach, he was coming, he was going, it doesn't matter. Lo Yishchay, he's not a lot of Shech L'Katchila. Ve'im shachat, if, however, the Kuti did shecht, choytech kizayis basav v'noisenai. There is a way out. Meaning, if the Kuti shechted, and there was no Yisrael lo'imed al-gaba, that's it. Now the animal is nevela, there's no way to eat it. So the Mishnah says, no, there is a way to correct the problem, and that is, you can cut a kizayis basar and give it to the Kuti. Achloi, if the Kuti eats it, mutalach v'shchitasai. Then we're allowed to eat it. Lo'yachli, if the Kuti himself refuses to eat it, asalach v'shchitasai, then it's not okay for us to eat. That's the first part of the Mishnah. So again, when the Mishnah says Akol Shoichtin, it means even a Kuti is a lot of Shech L'Katchilo. But very important caveat: one is that that's only if there's a Yisrael who's a Godol Oymed Al Gabav. But if the Yisrael is not Oymed Al Gabav, even if he's Yoytzev Nichnas, that's important. Even if he's Yoytzev Nichnas, it doesn't matter. He has to literally be standing over the Kuti the entire time. So Akol Shoichtin, a Kuti L'Katchilo, if there's a Yisrael Oymed Al Gabav. What if there was no Yisrael Oymed Al Gabav? Ushchitasik Sheira, but the evidence could be it's also okay. How so? There's a test, very simple. You give the Kuti to eat. If he's willing to eat, then we assume that the Shechita was a good Shechita. If he's not willing to eat, then not. What's the Pshat? Pshat is really a Kuti's a Yid. So from the halachic standpoint, he's someone that can shecht. A non-Jew can't shecht. We'll see more about that later. But a Yid is a lot of shecht. The Kutim with Geri Emes, they could shecht. And the Kutim themselves, they also observe Torah mitzvahs. And as a result, a Kuti we assume would never eat nevela. That's why if he eats from it, we can know for sure it's a good umdana that the shechita was probably good. But what the Kutim didn't care about was, they didn't care about being machshel somebody else to do an avera. Rashi says they weren't worried about lifnei iver loisita michshel. And as a result, you cannot trust the Kuti shechita if he's shechting for somebody else. For himself, you can trust, but for somebody else, not. So again, very simple. If there's a God living al Gabav, so you saw it was a good shechita, he himself is a Yid, Kutim Ugeri Emes, so the Katchili, you're allowed to eat it. If there was no Yisrael that was God living al Gabav, then if he himself eats from it, then it's also going to be fine. Thus, shechitasik sheir. If he himself doesn't eat from it, then you can't rely on it. What do you mean? If you trust him, why is there no Eidech HaNemim B'Yisurim? Why is he different than any other sheikh? No, very simple, because Yidin are concerned about Kol Yisrael. Now, Raven Zalazah, they're worried about lifting evil, they see the Michshel. Just like they won't do an Aveira, they'll not be machshel someone else to do an aver either. The Kutim, we know for sure, they didn't care about lifnei yiver leisita michshel, and as a result, the only way it would be kosher is if either a Yid saw him do the shechita, that's the Reisha the Mishnah, or b'dieved if he ate from it. Otherwise, it's going to not be okay. The Mishnah continued and said, "Chutz mi'cher shayt v'kot that a cher shayt v'kot and anal erashecht afilu b'dieved nami loy shema yishu shema yidrusu v'shema yachlidu." Again, we'll see more about what those things technically mean. But for now, because we're worried that the cher shayt v'kot, because of his lack of das, maybe won't be able to get the shechita right. So the exacting Gemara, when the last line of the Mishnah said, "V'kulon sheshachtu v'cherin royenoyson shechitasim ksheira," the last line of the Mishnah. What's that going back on? Ile my cherishayt v'katan. Is it going back on the cherishayt v'katan that is never allowed to shecht? Says the Mishnah caveat that if acherim were royin oisay, then it is okay. Alokoi the im shachtu miboyle. Then why did the Mishnah say v'kulon sheshachtu? The same kasha that the Gemara asked on Rabbi Barula's pshat. V'kulon sounds like a new beginning, period, and now a new sentence. It should be one long sentence. Chereshayt v'katan are not allowed to shecht. However, if acherim were royin oisay, then it's okay. El akuti must be it's going back on the kuti. The problem is the Mishnah's mashma that if achem v'royin oisai, then it's okay b'dieved for the kuti to shecht. What's the lashon of Mishnah? Im achem v'royin oisai shchitas an ksheira. Shchitas an ksheira again is the lashon b'dieved. Ha'amrid, and we just said the way Abaye explained the reish of the Mishnah that kishi Yisrael oimed al gabav shachat va'afil l'katchila. Then it's okay for him to shecht even l'katchila. Says the Gemara kasha. So Abaye said a second shot in the Mishnah. When the reish says hakol shechtin, it means a kuti is allowed to shecht l'katchila if there's a Yisrael oimed al gabav. He has to literally be there the whole time. If he's Yoytzev and Nichnas, that's not okay. He literally has to be there. But if he's there, then it's fine. Why? Because we treat the Kuti as a Yid, a Geri Emes, and as long as the Yid saw that he did a proper Shechita, it's going to be fine. What if he didn't see it? Then it's still possible that b'dieved it would be okay. How so? If the kuti himself eats from it. And the Gemara had one issue with Abaye's pshat, and that is the v'kulon sheshachtu didn't work out so well. The Gemara said kasha. Incidentally, whenever the Gemara says kasha, it means it's a teretz. It's just not such a good teretz. But tufta means checkmate. Kasha means we can kvetch a teretz a little bit. So the Gemara is not that nispal with the kasha. But at the same time, the Gemara does say kasha. Oh, my Rava. But Rava told Abaye. So whenever there's Abaye, you know there's Rava, right? So Rava liked Abaye's pshat, as we're going to see. Rava just had one issue with what Abaye said. Abaye said that the only time the kuti can shecht the katchila is if there's Yisrael Eimed al-Gabav. The Yid is literally hovering over the kuti the entire time. But if he's not there the entire time, even if he's Yoytzev and Nichnas, like a mashkiach, doesn't matter. That's not going to be fine. Frank Rava, that can't be. By the time we learned to the Mishnah, if somebody sells wine and he has wine that's exposed and he has a non-Jew working in his store, the Yisrael Yaitzev Nichnas, and we're worried that maybe the non-Jew is going to touch the wine, he's going to pour the wine. We're worried about issues of Yaya Nesach. Says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Tes Amar Aleph, that as long as it's the Yisrael that's Yosef and Nichnas, that's going to be okay. It sounds like Yosef and Nichnas is fine. So Rava's Kasha Tabaya was, why is Yosef and Nichnas okay when it comes to Yaya Nesach, and why is it not okay when it comes to Akuti Shechting? So Abaye said, Hasa miktani maniach, hamaniach tani. What do you see over there that it's okay look at Chila? What did the Mishnah say? Hamaniach, I think you have the Chanusai. Somebody punked, hamaniach. Not maniach. It happened. That's what it, maybe it's not okay look at Chila. Our Mishnah is discussing Hakol Shechting. Look at Chila. Oh, look at Chila. No. For that, Yoytzev Nichas is not enough. For that, you literally need Yisrael, Eimed Al Gaba. So the Gemara says, Elmehacha. Rava said, I hear. But there's another Mishnah. Also in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Not Daf Samech Tes, Daf Samech Aleph. Eina Shoymer Tzorech Liyos Eishev Mishamer. Then when it comes to watching wine, that's in the Rishus of a non-Jew. So the Shoymer doesn't have to be sitting there literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As long as he's a Yoytzev Nichnas and there's some level of Mirsas, the Ivik Echadr knows that at any point the Yid might come in, that's enough to assume that the the kechavim won't touch the wine, and that establishes that the wine is going to be kosher wine. And here it's the katchila. Eina shomer tzarich lias yoshev v'mashamer. It can't be more the katchila than this. Ela af al pisha yoytze v'nichnas mutter clearly the katchila. So Rava told Abaya that I think that even though your pshat in the Mishnah was good, but that one caveat that you said that the only time a kuti kishak the katchila is if there's Yisrael emel agabav, I disagree with that. I think yoytze v'nichnas would be okay. And Ela my Rava, and Rava therefore introduces us to the third pshat, which is identical to the second pshat, so we can go through it quickly, with the only difference of, according to Abaye, the kuti can shech the katchila if the Yisrael is oimed al gabav, literally, it's not enough that he's yoytzev v'nichnas, whereas according to Rava, yoytzev v'nichnas would be fine. So Rava said, hachitani, hakol shoichtim v'afilu kuti, like Abaye said, and kutim v'geriemes, like Abaye said. Thus, he could shecht. But medvar mamurim k'shiyisrael yaitzav v'nichtas. He doesn't need the yisrael to be there literally. It's enough that he's yaitzav v'nichtas. Avol boy yisrael matzis shachad. What happens if the yid comes after the fact? The halach is choytech kizayis baser. He can cut a kizayis baser v'noisem loy. Achloy if he eats him mutalach shchitasay. Loy achloy also lachem shchitasay. Why Shema Yishu v'Shema Yidrusu v'Shema Yachlidu? Says the Gemara v'Kulan Sheshachtu. When the Mishnah says last line that Kulan Sheshachtu v'Achin Roya Noisa Shchitasik, what's that going back on? Ilema Chereshayt v'Katan. Is it going back on the Chereshayt v'Katan? I mean, the Mishnah said Chereshayt v'Katan never let a shecht because we're worried that simply going to get the shchita wrong. You're telling me that if Achin were Roya Noisa, then it's okay. Then why does the Mishnah say again the same kasha v'Kulan Sheshachtu? Alokai the Imshachtu mi bayle. Proper grammar would be the imshachtu. We're talking about the chereshayt v'katan. You don't have to introduce v'kulon. Just continue saying thing. Ela kuti. Must be it's going back on the kuti. The problem is the kuti kishachin royenoisan. Kosher b'di'eved ha'amrit afili yoytzev v'nichtas shachar l'katchila. We said even if he's only yoytzev v'nichtas, forget about royen oisai. According to Rava, even if he's only yoytzev v'nichtas, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, the same thing it said when the Gemara asked the same kasha on Abaya, and that is kasha. Regardless, Abaya's pshat and Rava's pshat, the second and the third pshatim of the Gemara, respectfully, are identical pshatim with one exception. They both learned that hakol shoichtin is l'rabis akuti. Akuti k'shech l'katchila. Ushchitasin k'shera, sometimes akuti can only shech b'di'evet. When could he shech the katchila if there was a Yisrael watching? When is it okay b'di'evet? Even if Yisrael wasn't watching, if the kuti himself was willing to eat from the meat, we could assume that the shechita was kosher. Because we trust the kuti. We just don't trust the kuti that he cares about being machshel someone else. He's worried about this in Avela. He's not worried about the lifnei yiver leisita michshel. The machleik is abaye v'rava simply was, what's the definition of Yisrael oymed al gabav when it comes to a Yisrael watching a Kuti Shech? According to Abaye, has to literally be watching him. According to Rava, Yoitzev and Nichnas would be okay. Rav Ashi said the fourth Pshan in the Gemara. Hachitani, HaKol Sheikhim, the Mishnah says HaKol Sheikhim. Again, it's coming to be Marba something. What? Afilu Yisrael Momar. So it's not coming to be Marba a Tome. It's not coming to be Marba a Kuti. But rather, it's coming to be Marba even a Momar. A Momar is someone that's negligent in a certain area in Halacha. Says the Gemara, Momar Lamai. What kind of Momar? Vashi explained, Lechol Nevelas L'Teyom. We're talking about someone that's a Mumer L'Nevela, meaning he has no problem eating Nevela. But there has to be a good reason for it. If he has kosher meat and non-kosher meat in front of him, then he's going to eat the kosher meat. But let's say he doesn't have kosher meat in front of him, and he has non-kosher meat, and he's really hungry. He's a Mumer L'Teyavin. Laidi is about Taiva, and there's a good chance that he's going to go ahead and he's going to eat. Now you would think that someone like that for sure can't check. He's an Eichel Nevelis, be a Litei Avon, but he's an Eichel Nevelis. You would think, what's the Hamamina he could check? Says the Gemara, Rabbi said, Yisrael, Mumma Eichel Nevelis Litei Avon. Tremendous Chiddush. Yisrael is a Mumma Eichel Nevelis Litei Avon. Boidei Ksakiv and Oisenlai. As long as there's a Yid watching him shecht, if he inspects the knife and he sees that the Sakin, the Chalif itself, is a kosher Sakin, the Halacha is, the mummer can shecht umuter lechol mishchitasei. Now, if he was a mummer lahachis, then we wouldn't trust him. Because lahachis means that he's going to try to find a way, bedafka, to make sure the shechita is not a kosher shechita. But this person is not a bedafkinik. He's just a baltaiva. He can't overcome his yetzahara. So as long as we know that the sakin was a good sakin and somebody's watching him and everything seems to be going pretty smoothly, there's no reason to assume that his shechita is not going to be a good shechita. So when the Mishnah says, hakol shechitin, hakol lasuye mai, clearly it's coming to say some chodesh, sort of chiddush. The chiddush is that even a mummer Oichel Nevelos, the Tiyavain is going to be okay to shech. That's the first part of Mishnah. Avaloi Badak. What would be if a mummer who's Oichel Nevelos, the Tiyavain, shechted and nobody inspected the knife before he shechted? Now already there's a concern. Maybe the knife wasn't good. And for him to have gone and found a new knife would have been a tercha. And being that he's a mummer Oichel Nevelos, the Tiyavain, so if him doing the right thing gets in the way of his comfort, there's a good chance that maybe he would have used a bad knife. So, b'di'evet, how could you make this work? The answer is very simple. You could always check the knife after the fact. If we found that the knife was good, and if they found the knife afterwards wasn't good, also. So when the Reisha, the Mishnah says, Hakol Sheichtin, and then the next part of the Mishnah says, Ushchitas Iksheru, we're talking about a mummer. A mummer is allowed to shech l'katchila, as long as we know the knife is okay, we don't see any issue. then there's no reason to assume that the mumma would botch this up. He has no incentive to do it. If there's an incentive, then we're worried. But if there's no incentive, we assume the shechita is going to be a good shechita. And that's the chiddush of Akol Shor from the Tatchila. When the Mishnah says shechita asik shebedi eved, that means even if we didn't inspect the night beforehand, we didn't really do our due diligence before we allow this person to shecht. But it's possible after the fact to sit down and say, one second, this is the knife he used. We know for sure. There were people watching. I mean, this is, we know for sure this was the knife he used. Even after the fact, it's still going to be, oh, okay. Chutz Micher Shaitav, another Mishnah continues and says that this is all true for a mummer, but a Cher Shaitav a Katan, a full Yevan Amiboy, even with the Yevan, he's not allowed to Shecht. Why? Again, Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrisu, Veshema Yachlidu, because we're worried that he's going to make mistakes in the actual Shechita. Says the Gemara of the Kulan Sheshach Tohai. Okay, so we explained the first part of the Mishnah. Now what do we have to do? We have to explain the last part of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Vekulan Sheshach Tohai, what's that going back on? Is it going back on the Cheresh Shoyt V'Katon? Same kasha. The Imshachtu Mibayolei. Why does it say the Kulot Sheshachtu? It should just say the Imshachtu. Same kasha that the Gemara asked on Rabbi Bar Ulis Pshat, on Abayis Pshat, and on Rabbis Pshat. Same kasha. Clearly, it's going back on the Reish of the Mishnah. Ela Yisrael Mumer. It must be going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. What's the kasha? Either Badik Sakim and Oisin Loi. If the knife was checked before the mumer shechted, ha'amrit, shechet, lekatchilo. He's allowed to shecht lekatchilo even without anybody watching him. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that a mumer, acher royen oisai, shechitas and kshera? If the knife was checked, even though the mumer is the one shechting, number one, you don't need acher royen oisai. Number two, it's not just shechitas and kshera. It's even kosher lekatchilo. Ela, the loy badak. Ela, I have to say, it's talking about when nobody inspected the knife. The problem is, eat the isay lasakin, if the knife is here now, you should check it now. Vida lesa lasakin, if the knife is not here now, kiachin roya is my havi. Who cares if people saw him do it? If nobody saw it, inspected the knife, nobody looked close enough to know whether this was a kosher knife or a non kosher knife, it's very nice. There could have been 100 people watching him. But at the end of the day, maybe the knife wasn't kosher. So domo basakin paguma shachin. Maybe he used a knife that wasn't good. And the Gemara says what it said, and Rav is Pshat, and that is Kasha. So again, we have so far four Pshatim. We have Rabbi Barul that said, Hakol Shoichin Shchitas and Kshera is L'Rabbi's Atame. We had Abai V'Rabba that said it's L'Rabbi's Akuti. We have Rav Ashi now that says it's L'Rabbi's Amumr. Each one is a festa suya in its own right. Says the Gemara, Ravina Amar. Ravina is going to be the fifth and the sixth Pshatim respectively. Hachitani, this is what the Mishnah means. Hakol Shoichin, Hakol Mumchin Shoichin. Now, l'katchila, as we'll see in the Gemara right now, a shoichet should be able to check off two boxes. Number one, he should be a mumcha. Mumcha, Rashi says, means someone that is proficient in hilcha shechita. He should be someone that knows hilcha shechita kol. That's a pretty good prerequisite. You'd like to know that your shoichet learned mesachtes chulin and he learned hilcha shechita. The second thing is, a shoichet is supposed to have practice. And the main reason, as the Gemara is going to say, is because a lot of people can't handle Shechita. They just get a little bit uncomfortable. And people used to faint sometimes when they were Shechitin. So you want to make sure that this person can handle it. Because otherwise, maybe he Shechted and then he passed out in the middle of the Shechita and then he woke up, which would clearly raise concerns that maybe the Shechita wasn't done properly. So ideally, your Shechit should be A, mumcha, meaning he knows Hilcha Shechita, and B, he should be a Huchsak. He should be a muchzak. He should be someone that's done this a few times. As a result, we know, we're comfortable that if he says he got it right, he probably got it right. Stating that, do you have to have both? Meaning, is it ma'akev that you be both a mumcha and a muchzak? Do you need Adam to step forward and say that, yeah, I have a yoyra, I was fahered, I got smicha from Yena, Rav, and as a result, I know Hilcha Shechita, and do you need people to come testify and say that we know this person, we saw him shecht a few times, he did not pass out, he can handle it, so as a result, he's going to be okay? That's Ravina's pshat. Says Ravina, Hachi, when the Mishnah says, Hakol Shechtim, it means Hakol Mumchin Shechtim. You know what the chiddush is? That as long as you're a mumcha, as long as you know Hilcha Shechita, you could shecht. Mumchin, here's the punchline. The afal pisha im muchzakim. Even not muchzak. So even though nobody could step forward and say that we saw this yid shecht and he didn't pass out. No. You don't need that. As long as he's a mumcha, that's going to be okay. But medvar mamurim, when is that true? Only if he's a real mumcha. If he really knows hilcha shechita. But let's say we don't know for sure that he knows hilcha shechita. Then the halach is lo yishchait, right? He shouldn't shecht. Okay. The im shachat, let's say we don't know for sure that he knows Hilcha Shechita, and he shechted. But can I say, there is a way, after the fact, to still kasher up the shechita. Im yodei loy mehilcha shechita mutar lachol l'shechitasa. Ivim lav also lachol l'shechitasa. Meaning likat chila hakol shechten. We want the shechet to be a mumcha. B'diavad, if we don't know that he was a mumcha, you can fahar him after the fact, and that too is going to be okay. Chutz mi cheres shechet v'katan. Cheres shechet v'katan is up to Mishnah is not allowed to shecht. Da'afilu b'diavad nami loy. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, v'shema achlidu. V'kulon sheshachtu says, right, when the Mishnah then says, v'kulon sheshachtu v'achim ro'no yishu shechitasan g'shei, what's it going to be? Ilei ma cheres shechet v'katan alokoi. V'im shachim yiboyle. Same kasha. Elo, ashei mumchin. It must be going back on the first part of the Mishnah. What's the first part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you have to be a mumcha to shecht l'katchila. B'dieved, if you get fahared afterwards, then it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, why then would the Mishnah say that if you weren't a mumcha, or we don't know for sure that you were a mumcha, but acher meroya noisam shchitasan ksheira, it sounds like you need people to say edus that they saw this person shech. So even though we didn't know whether he knew hilcha shchita, but it seems like he happened to have gotten it right. But boit kenoy seisaki, wouldn't it be easier to just go over to him and say, Rabbi, do you know hilcha shchita? Ask him a few questions, give him a basic faher. And done. So why do you need to find Adam? So the Gemara says, you don't have to find Adam. True. But the less like come on the lift decay, it's talking about where the person wasn't around. You couldn't ask him. You couldn't ask him. So says the Mishnah, there's two ways after the fact to make this okay. Number one, you can fahar him. Number two, if you can't find him, if other people saw him shech, and everything seemed to go smoothly, that too would be okay. So what's the fifth pshat of the Mishnah? Ravina's pshat. Says Ravina, when the Mishnah says, akol shoichten, it's talking about a mumcha. The criteria to be a shoichet is you have to know hilcha shechita. So ideally, before somebody shechts, we should know for sure he knows hilcha shechita. And it's a chiddush, because even if he's not a muchzak, we don't know that he shechted a few times and got it right. The fact that he's a mumcha, that in of itself would be fine. At the same time, shechitasan sheir b'diavad, if we don't know prior to the fact, but afterwards we fahared him, that too would be okay. For Ikadamri, some say that Ravina said it just the opposite, and this is the sixth and the final pshat. Ravina amahachit hakol sheichtim, when the Mishnah says hakol sheichtim, hakol muchzakim. That again, we said ideally there would be two criteria in every sheikh. He would be a mumcha, he would know hilcha shechita, and number two, he'd be a muchzak. We would know for sure that he could do it without reacting to it. In the first pshat, Ravina said, what's the important criteria? You have to be a mumcha. Hakol shoichten is if you're a mumcha, even if you're not a muchzik. In the second pshat, Ravina said just the opposite. Hakol shoichten, hakol muchzak. What's important is that you should be a muchzik. Shoichten, muchzak, in afal bishay mumcha. As long as you're muchzik, we know that you shechted a few times, you're able to handle it. Even if nobody fahared the person, and nobody knows for sure that he knows hilcha shechita, it's going to be okay. And by the way, not because a sheikh doesn't have to know hilcha shechita, but because we can assume he probably knows hilcha shechita. What's the definition of a muchzik? He shechted two or three times, and he did not pass out. What's the next part of the Mishnah? Let's say he shechted, and he said, he says, I'm telling you, I didn't faint. We actually believe him. Says the Mishnah, that's all true. For a question, he fainted, he didn't. But what about a cheresh shayt v'kot? I feel the yevan nami loy. Shem yishu, shem yidrus, v'shem achlido. V'chulon sheshachta. Then when the Mishnah says v'chulon sheshachta, what's that going back? Ili ma cheresh shayt v'kot on alakoy. V'im shachtu mi ba'ilay. Ela she'e muchzakin. Must be it's going back on the ratio of the Mishnah. What's the ratio of the Mishnah? We're talking about muchzik or not muchzik. Hakol sheichtin as if we know for sure he's a muchzik that he can handle it. When the Mishnah says shchitasik sheira, it's talking about where he's not muchzik. Why shchitasik sheira? We trust him. If he says that I didn't pass out, I'm telling you, I was awake, I was conscious throughout this process. The shchita was a good shchita. We believe him. Then the question is, why did he not hear in raya noisai? But I'm a babar lisaki. Just ask him. So the Gemara, lesser come under the shayle. It's talking about where he wasn't here. We can ask him either way. Just to summarize, so we have six pshatim that the Gemara gave how to reconcile literally the first four words of Masechtas Chulin. The Mishnah began hakol sheichtin uchitasin kshet. Hakol sheichtin comes to be saying a chiddush. Obviously, the point of the Mishnah is that everyone's allowed a shecht, with the exception of a cheres shoyt b'katan. We know that. But at the same time, hakol is la'asuye, u'shchitasan k'sher is la'asuye. So hakol shechtin is coming to include even someone that you would think maybe can't shecht, even he could shecht. U'shchitasan k'sher again is coming to include even someone that you would think it shouldn't be okay. It is okay. The problem is hakol shechtin is mashma even l'katchila. So whoever will come in to be marba, even l'katchila is allowed a shecht. U'shchitasan k'sher sounds like we're only being marba him. So who would be marbe l'katchila, who would be the evidence? It can't be literally the same person, because that person is either l'katkila b'dieved. So the Gemara gave six pshat. Rabbi Barula said the Mishnah is talking about a tame. A tame is allowed l'katkila to shecht chulin, even chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh. Ushchitasan ksheira is talking about a tame shechting real kachim. L'katkila he's not allowed to do it, because if he's metama the animal, he's been going over and this is a deraisa. But at the same time, b'dieved, it's going to be okay. Abaye and Rava both said that the Mishnah is coming to be mechadesh that even a kuti is allowed to shecht. Kutim were geri emes, thus they were treated like yidin. But at the same time, an interesting phenomenon about the kuti, and that is that they were careful when it came to the laws of nevela, but at the same time, they didn't care about being machshel somebody else with the issa nevela or any issa for that matter. Because lifnei iver leisitei michshel, one of the important halachas that permeate shas, was something that to them wasn't very important. We'll see more about that soon. But it wasn't so important to them. As a result, a kuti where someone's watching and making sure that they get it right, that's hakol shoich the even lekatchila. Shchitas and ksheir, if nobody was watching, it's not okay. But b'diyevet, there's a way to be machshel. Let them eat from the meat. If they eat from the meat, it's going to be fine. What's the definition of a according to Abaya, the Yid literally has to watch him straight through the Shechita process. According to Rava, if there's a Shlachtoys and there's a Mashkiach who goes in and out, Yoytzev and Nichnas, that would be okay. Ravashi was the fourth pshat. Ravashi said that we're talking about a mummer. Hakol Shoichtin is coming to say that a mummer, Oichol Neveilois Litiyavoin, you would think he can never shech. No, he could even shech the katchila. As long as the Yid was watching and made sure that the knife was a kosher knife, there's no reason to assume that he would have done it wrong. He knows Hilcha Shechita. Let him shecht. It's not a big deal. What's with Shechitas and Ksheira? Let's say nobody checked the knife before he shechted, but yeah, it would be okay to shecht the knife. And then the last two pshatim were Ravina. Ravina said that the Mishnah is coming to tell me the basic halacha of the criteria that one has to have in order to shecht. In the first pshat, Ravina said, what's important is he has to be a mumcha. We have to know that he knows Hilcha Shechita. And if you don't know this, he knows Hilcha Shechita, he doesn't have a yayra, you don't let him shecht. What if he shechted? Then you could always fire him afterwards. That's Shechitas and Ksheira. According to the second pshat of Ravina, it's not so important to know whether he knows Hilchas Shechita, but what you have to know is that he can shecht and he can handle it. He's not going to be nesalef. He's not going to faint. He's not going to pass out during the Shechita. If you know, if people can say, Eidos, he did a beiz oy gimel pa'amim, and he was okay, then it's fine. L'katchila, otherwise don't let him shecht. What happens if he shechted? Then we trust him. Eidach ha'nabim b'yisurim. If he says, bari li, shalei nesalafti, that too would be okay. So six pshatim in the Gemara. And clearly, each Amora liked his pshat better than the other five pshatim. And the Gemara is going to go through the cheshbon, the tedious cheshbon. Why Rabbi Barula said his pshat? Why Abaya said his pshat? Why Rava said his pshat? Zok to Gemara.
Ravina. Have kashat and Ravina.
What's that?
Kashat and according to Ravina pshatim.
Very good, very good. Zok to Gemara. Ravina of Rabbi Barula, that's the first thing the Gemara says. Ravina of Rabbi Barula, Kavai Rava, Rabashi Layamri. Ravina and Rabbi Barula. So Ravina was the fifth and sixth pshat. Rabbi Barula was the first. They didn't learn like Abaya, Rav, and Ravashi, Mishum, the Kashal, and the Kulon. Because if you remember, the Gemara had a problem with the Vekulon and had, what did the Gemara say? Kasha. So why learn a Pshat in the Mishnah where you're going to be left with a Kasha? True, it's not a Tiyufta, but it's still a Kasha. So that Kasha bothered them. So it's very poshit why Pshats 1, 5, and 6, if you're keeping score, they didn't like Pshat 2, 3, and 4. Kulik Rabbi Barula Layamri. Tami Ram didn't like the first pshat. They didn't feel that was the l'katchila pshat. Rabbi Barula, again, who learned that the Mishnah is talking about a tame? You know why? Because according to Rabbi Barula, the sefer the Mishnah Shechitas Ksheira is discussing not Shechitas Chulin, it's discussing Shechitas Kachin. And if you remember, the last Gemara we learned yesterday, the Gemara's Kasha was, that's a Mishnah ready Mesach Tezvachim. And the Gemara gave two terutzim. And says the Gemara, both terutz and Dami Ram didn't like so much. One terutz the Gemara gave was, is that you're asking Akasha why the Mishnah Chulin is telling me something that it says in Zvachim? This is the main place. This is the other Rabbi Hossam, we're not learning Mesechtes Zvachim now. We're learning Mesechtes Chulin. Why would the primary source for a halach of Shechitas Kachim be in Chulin Da Beis? The other terutz that the Gemara gave was that really the Iker is the Mishnah in Mesechtes Zvachim. And here we want to say a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush? The first part of the Mishnah. That even though it's true that a Tomei the Katchil is not supposed to shecht kachim, but a tummy can look at chilu shecht chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh. That was all predicated under being a zach, something called chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh, where midrabon and you're not allowed to be metamid. Those amiram held there's no such thing. They held tummy bechulin gufel ayitzrich lei, because chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh lav kikodesh damu. So Rabbi Barula's pshat was predicated on chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh being something. If the Amiram disagreed with that premise, then there's no Rabbi Barula's pshat. Kulag Ravina Layami. Nobody wanted to know like Ravina's pshat. Ravina held that likatchila, you have to know before somebody shechts, either that he's a baki in Hilcha Shechita, That was Ravina's first pshat. Or you have to know that he's a muchzik. They held it's not necessary. Chiddush. You would think before Shaykhid gets up to Shach, he should have to have a degree hanging on his wall, right? He doesn't have to. Because lahach nishna to amir mumchen ein, shei mumchen loy, roi mitzuyin ein, so shchita mumchen. If a person's holding the knife, he's in the shlachtoys, right? He looks the part, you could assume that he knows what he's doing. You actually don't have to be baidakim, even lekatchila. And lahach nishna to amir muchzokin ein, shei muchzokin loy, according to the second pshad in Ravina, that you need Adam to step forward and say that I know this person can handle it, lalufa lei chashinon. Again, if he's willing to do it, chances are he'll be able to handle it. Rav and Abaya both said very similar pshat. That Mishnah is talking about a kuti. What was the difference between Rav's pshat and Abaya's pshat? One detail. What's the definition of Yisrael Oymed al Gavav? He has to literally be hovering over him, or Yaitzev and Nichnas. Rav didn't look like Abaya's pshat kikushya. He made very clear why he didn't like Abaya's pshat. He had a raya from Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach, you see clearly that Yaitzev and Nichnas is enough. So why shouldn't it be enough over here? Abaya lo yamakur Rava. Why didn't Abaya look like Rava? Because he held there was no raya from Yayin Nesach. Hasam loy noga. Hacha noga. It's very different. The wine, the guy is not touching the wine. So over there, Yaitzev and Nichnas is enough to prevent this Eini Yehudi from going into the wine and now touching it. But over here, the kuti is literally shechting the animal. He's touching the animal. He's there. So if he's going to mess up, it's not going to be so hard. All he has to do is, you know, Shema Yishu, Shema Yichludu, Shema Yidrusu. It's not so hard for him to mess up this animal. So here, where he's already in contact with it, Yaitzev and Nichnas Abaya held was not enough. He knew the Mishnah and the Sechtes of Avodah Zarah. If you're not in contact with it, then you need to do a whole act of going towards it. For that, Yaitzev and Nichnas is enough. But over here, Yaitzev and Nichnas won't be a Rav Ashi. I'm going to Rav Ashi. Why didn't Rav Ashi learn like Abaya and Rava? And you can't tell me it's because he had a problem with the Kasha, because Rav Ashi's Pshat also had a Kasha. Says the Gemara, Kasava Kutim Geri Arayas. That's because Rav Ashi held that the Kutim Geri Arayas. A Kuti can't shecht anyways. He's dead on arrival. The only way a Kuti could shecht is if we assume he's a Yid. Now it's a question. He's worried about Lifnei Yiver. He's not worried about Lifnei Yiver. But if Kutin Ageri Arayas, then this is a moot point. Abaya Yom Rav Ashi. Why didn't Abaya learn like Rav Ashi? Lo Yisfiru Lehoder Rava. Because Rav Ashi's pshat was predicated on a monster chiddush. And that is that a mumma oichel neveil soteyavin is a lot of shecht. He didn't hold like that. Now, who's the one who said that a mumma oichel neveil soteyavin? You remember? This is the last kasha. The Gemara said, Kedirava. The Amar Rava Yisrael, mumma oichel neveil soteyavin. But it's a the Gemara. El a Rava. After all this, my time alaya, makish my day. Why didn't Rava learn like Rav Ashi? You can't tell me it's because he had a problem with the kasha. Rava's pshat also has a kasha. You can't tell me because he doesn't hold that a mumma oichel neveil soteyavin is a lot of shecht. Because Rav himself is the one that said that a mumma eichel neveil is a lashach. Says the Gemara, you're right. Lidvara of Dabaya come of a leiloi sphere. Really, Rav does hold like Rav Ashi. You want to know what Rav holds? Rav holds like Rav Ashi. The third pshat and the fourth pshat, it's really one and the same. You know why Rav told Dabaya that the Mishnah is discussing kuti, but that the definition of Yisrael Lemid Agabov doesn't mean literally, it was just the Dvar of the Abaya. He was just telling Abaya that, you know, Abaya, you're learning the Pshat Kuti. You can't tel me that you have to be Oymed al Gabov, because I could prove to you from a mission of Avodah Zarah that Yaitzev and Nichnas is going to be okay. As it relates to my own pshat, I happen to have a better pshat. I'm not getting involved in Kutin Geri Emnes, Kutin Geri Arayas. I'm going like Rav Ashi, that the Mishnah is talking about Rav Ashi predicated a pshat on my halacha, so it made perfect sense for Rava to really hold like Rav Ashi's pshat. He was just telling Abaya that you want to go down the Kuti road, that's fine. I have no problem, but just realize that you don't have to be a gadol emet agab of literally, as long as you yoytzev and nichnas, that's going to be okay. Exhale. Either way, for
pshat's not pshat anymore. It's not pshat now.
What's that?
Rubbish pshat now doesn't exist.
Right, right. I know. So at the end of it, okay. I mean it. Right. I hear what you're saying. Bottom line. Either way, a few horrors. The first story is that we spoke out that the Gemara had a kasha. The first pshat in the Mishnah was Rabbi Barula. Rabbi Barula said Hakol Shoychtin Rishchitas and Kshera. The chiddush of it is that we're discussing. You know, let's skip over to the second pshat. Second horror. First hour is more of a kachem degaras. So let's talk a little more chulandig. Either way, so the hour is as follows. So we said that the kuti is someone that's worried about eating nevelas. Kuti's not going to go ahead and eat nevela, but at the same time, it's not so posh to trust his shchita because he may not be worried about lifnei yiver lo yisitei mechshol. At first glance, you have to understand this kuti. What? Manavshach. The kuti is a shayim b'tayra mitzvahs. That's why he's worried about the isin aveila. But even though sitan michshel is also one of the tariyag mitzvahs. So why would he be worried about the isin aveila and not be worried about lifnei even though sitan michshel? Thus, you need Yisrael al gabav in order to make sure that the shechita was a good shechita. So Rashi asks the kasha. Says Rashi, dibra masko va'afilu kuti da'af al gach. Even though the kutim were careful for themselves to make sure they didn't nevela, but they don't care if they are going to cause a yid to eat nevela. The less lahu lifnei even lo yisitei michshol. Here's the punchline. Because the way they understood the words lifnei even lo yisitei michshol was literally shlo yitein even b'derek iver la'apilek. Of course they read the pasuk lifnei ivel oisita michshol. But they understood the pasuk lifnei ivel oisita michshol literally. It means if there's a person who's an iver, don't put a michshol in front of him. Don't cause him to stumble. What does that have to do with feeding somebody macholos asuros when the person who's eating it doesn't realize that he's eating macholos asuros? Now clearly one is a derivative of the other on some level, but it's not the pasuk of shad in the pasuk. The pasuk of shad in lifnei ivel oisita michshol is shlo yitein even b'derech ivel apilai. The kutim understood lifnei iver, but they understood it literally. And as a result, of course a kuti would never put a stone in front of a blind man. But at the same time, you want to know if a kuti cares to give a yid machalas asuris? No. They hold of the pashup shot in lifnei iver leisitei michshol. They don't hold of the drasha of lifnei iver leisitei michshol. So of course the kuti is consistent. He keeps all 613 mitzvahs, but he has his interpretation of the 613 mitzvahs. He goes al derech hapshat. He doesn't work with the drasha. The pashup shot in the pasuk is shlayitein evan b'derech. Of course, that's something that he keeps. The pasuk shad and loisoichel kol neveila that he also keeps. But as it relates to the drasha of don't be machshel somebody with a dvar avera, that he doesn't hold. I saw the Chassam Sofer makes a beautiful thing. It's a one line Chassam Sofer right here in Chul and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He says that the Gemara says that there is a way if a kuti shechted and there was no Yisrael Amid Agabov to eat the meat. Ushchitasek ksheir b'di'evet. How did Abaye Rav explain that part of the Mishnah? He said, give the kuti a little bit of meat. If he eats the meat, then you know it's going to be okay. If he doesn't eat the meat, then already, so then you realize that there's something fishy, right? Because he himself is willing to, he observes the halachas of nevela. What was the lashon HaGemara? Give him a kezayis basar. If he eats the kezayis, why do you have to give him a kezayis? We know the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi she'ez asam in HaTorah. According to Rish Lakish, it's awesome in the Rabbana. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, which we paskin, Chatzi Shir awesome in HaTorah. Sefetach Sam Sofer, why do you have to go and be Chotech Kezayis Basav and Oisin Loi? Why can't you just give him a Chatzi Zayis? Zoktech Sam Sofer, because Rashi said that the Kutim used to keep the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. But anything that's learned out from Drushes, that they already didn't keep. That's why they keep the Pashup Shad and Lifnei Yivel Eisitem Michshol, but they don't keep the Drush of Lifnei Yivel Eisitem Michshol. But regardless, Zoktech Sam Sofer, how do you know Chatzi Shir awesome in HaTorah? It's learned out from a drasha. Kol chelev is l'rabbi's chatzi shir. Oh, if it's learned out from a drasha of kol chelev, that's why you have to give him a kezayis. Chatzi zayis doesn't mean anything. Because chatzi zayis, that's again, that's chatzi shir. That's not mufurish in the pasuk, just like lifnei is not mufurish in the pasuk. That wouldn't be a raya. The litmus test would be, if he eats a kezayis, what's mufurish in the Torah, that already is something he would keep. Now, the truth is, it bothered me. The whole hilcha shchita is all Torah Shabbat Peh. What's the teretz? We spoke yesterday that even though it's teretz of Alpeh, but there's a remez in the pasuk. Kashet zivisicha. So it could be that even though the kutin maybe were mezalzel in certain parts of teretz of Alpeh, but this is a part of teretz of Alpeh that's already before in the pasuk. But I think it's a little bit of a chiddush in our understanding of kutin. Kutin are geri emes. And again, they come up in so many different sugyas. And every time you see the kutis, you have to know he did keep this, he didn't keep that. They had their own shulchan aruch. And once upon a time, this was very practical halacha because the kutin lived amongst the Yidden. But from this Rashi and this Chassam Sofer, it sounds like the Kutim were almost like the Tzedukim and the Baisusim a little bit, where they were observant in the literal pshat of the Teresh of Iksav, not so much in the Teresh Bapeh. Again, you have to be ma'ayin in that. It's a oversimplification of exactly who the Kutim were. But regardless, says Rashi, you want to know if the Kutim kept Lifnei. Of course they kept Lifnei Yiver, but only the Pashup Shat. And that is Shlo Yitein Evan B'derech. But of course, what comes to mind is Rashi and Parshas Kedoshim. When the pasuk says lifnei iver loisitei michshol, Rashi says lifnei hasuma bedavar loisitei etza she'ena hoygeneslay. Now, what does lifnei iver loisitei michshol mean? If somebody comes to you for advice, don't give him bad advice. Meaning, Rashi did not explain the pasuk lifnei ivel lo yisitei michshol. Don't put a michshol in front of a suma. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the iver is the proverbial iver. If someone's a suma bedavar and he comes to you for advice, lo yisitei etza she'ena hegenes. And at first glance, it's a little bit tzarich bir. Why would Rashi, who usually explains pasuk shan in the pasuk, explain lifnei ivel lo yisitei michshol etza she'ena hegenes? It's very nice. That could be true, and it's a sif katan in the laws of lifnei ivel. But is that the pasuk pshat? Rashi usually explains the pasuk pshat. Why would he explain that as the pasuk pshat? The truth is, if you look in the chinuch, mitzvah reish lamed beis, chinuch says the same thing. You shouldn't give a person bad advice. Try to give a person the best advice you could possibly give. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, so again, the chinuch also, he's explaining pasuk pshana, and he doesn't say, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. What he says is, someone that's a suma bedavar, don't give him an etzah sheni again. So the kliyakar asks the kasha, and the kliyakar on that pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, pirish rashi, shleilitein etzah. Ki ein lefarish iver mamish u'michshol mamish. Rashi felt that the pasuk pshat of the pasuk was not, don't put an even in front of an iver. You know why? Because what does the end of the pasuk say? And we know wherever it says, it sounds like this person is doing something that nobody knows is an avera, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the emphasis. That even though you have no one to fear, because no one really knows you're doing an Avera, right, there's certain Averas you can get away with, because no one really knows you're doing, but V'yareis HaMelekecha, that's when you have to realize, that's when you have to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kli Yakar, from the fact that the Pasuk says, regarding Lifnei Ivel Yisitei Michshol, V'yareis HaMelekecha, what does that mean? It means that the definition of Lifnei Ivel Yisitei Michshol is something that it could be nobody really knows is an Avera. And as a result, the Torah has to emphasize that even though you don't have to be afraid of mankind, but at the same time, you should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yareis HaMelekecha. Zok the Kli Yakar, if Pshat and Lifnei Ivel Lo Yisitei Michshol is don't put an Eben in front of a Suma, that's not V'yareis HaMelekecha. Anyone who sees you doing it will know that you're doing an Avera. Elamai must be talking about something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Zok Rashi, you know what it means. If somebody comes to you for an Eitzah, and you tell them, I think this is a good idea. You should buy it. You should sell it. You should go here. You should go there. The only one who knows whether you're giving him good advice or not giving him good advice is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, V'yareis HaMelekecha. So even though you're right, the literal words of Lifnei Ivel Lo Yisitei Michshol sounds like don't put an Evan in front of an Iver. But Rashi felt that was not the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. What was the Raya that's not the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk? The fact that it says V'yareis HaMelekecha. That's Rashi in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim with the beer of the Heluga Kli Yakar. The problem was we have a Rashi here in Chul and Daf Gimel where Rashi was explaining the Kutim. And Rashi says, of course the Kutim held of Lifnei Ivel Lo Yisitei Michshol. They held that it means literal pshat in the pasuk. Ah, so what's the literal pshat in the pasuk? Shloyitain Evan b'derech Iver lahapiloi. Is that the literal pshat in the pasuk, or like the Kli Yakar said, the literal pshat in the pasuk? But either way, so what's the halacha? Bottom line, is it okay to put an Evan b'derech Iver lahapiloi? What Rashi and Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph refers to as the pashup pshat in lifnei Iver lahisita michshol. Halacha lamaisa. If somebody does that, is he over lifnei Iver lahisita michshol? From Rashi and Chumash and the Kli Yakar and the Chinuch, it's also the Lashon HaRambam. You can argue maybe not. The Kutim understood it that way, but we don't pass them like the Kutim. So, halacha l'maisa, if somebody puts an Evan b'derech Iver, is it a problem or is it not a problem? It's interesting, Rameir Simcha and Meshach Chachma on this pasuk says as follows. Hakutim mefarshim kimashma. The Kutim used to understand the pasuk kimashma. Shlo yitein Evan lifnei derech Iver l'hapiloi. Ayin Rashi chun daf gimel amud aleph. V'chein hu emes. Says Rameir Simcha, it's also the Ems. The context which Rameir Simcha is saying it is that we know Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashar, Abar, Hamava, Vahever. And it has implications in the laws of Chayesh HaMishpat. If somebody's Shar damages, if somebody's Bar damages, it's fire damages. If somebody, then there's implications. The whole Mesach is Bava Kama. But we also know, and this is Bava Kama 101, that in addition to the Chayesh HaMishpat component to Bava Kama, there's also what's known as an Isser Masik. If somebody's Bar damages, if somebody's Shar damages, somebody's Eish damages, he's over an Isser, slap on the wrist. In addition to the fine and the monetary component, there's also an Isser Vaheter component. And the question is, what's the Makar? How do you know that if you dig a bar and somebody falls in your bar, that you're going to be over in Issa Mazik. And if you take a look at the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler right in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kami, he has five or six suggestions. I think he comes out at the end, it's Hashavas Aveda. A lot of very interesting pshatim and what the makar might be to the Issa Mazik. Says Rameir Simcha, we can clear about Shar, we can clear about Eish, but Bar? I'll tell you what the Issa Mazik is. It's a classic Lifnei Evil, Leisit Mikshel. What's the Shiloh? Bar, if somebody digs a ditch and then somebody else falls in, it's Pashit, he's going to be over. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about, but we'll have to pick this up.